everybody. Welcome to episode 247 of a Wrestling Gal podcast, providing you with the female perspective on all things wrestling. Join your host, Ella J, as today she is joined by one of Texas's fastest rising stars, Misty Marks. And for more wrestling content, you can follow me, Samira, on Linktree, linktr.ee/theitssamira, to follow me on all my social media and all of my upcoming projects within wrestling. Now let's chat and get on with the episode.
Hello, everybody. Today, I am joined by one of Texas's fastest rising stars, Misty Marks. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good today. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited.
Me too. At the time of recording this too, it is Women's History Month. And so I kind of wanted to start with an interesting thing I learned that I wanted more info about, because I know definitely too, before you started training at Booker T Wrestling School, you watched an Ember Moon / Athena documentary a few years ago that really inspired you in some way. So I was wondering, what were some of your takeaways from that, or what you really learned from that?
Just watching that, just, it was like she did it, and she drove hours to get the training. She did everything she could to make it happen. So that just made me think like, oh man, I can probably do it too. It was just so inspiring. And from that day on, I just been following her and just knew that I wanted to wrestle.
That's, she is now, like, again, I guess, back on the independent scene. So now maybe there's a chance that you could cross paths with her yourself too in the ring. Never say never in professional wrestling.
I haven't crossed paths with her in wrestling, but I did go to her school and train with her once. And that was amazing.
What were some of the things that you learned from that experience?
So before that, I learned a lot of terminology as far as wrestling. Like, she taught me a lot of things. Oh, this is called this. And then I was like, what? Why? Let me write that down. So she gave me a lot of insight on things I did not know at the time.
Definitely too, especially too, when you're first starting out, to kind of learn under the mind of Athena, like, has to be such a cool experience.
It was. It's so humbling. I still have the notes she gave me. I still have all that.
Definitely too. And you have had a lot of mentors through your time refereeing and now pro wrestling itself. But, well, who were some of your mentors who really guided you or helped you through your training, specifically in refereeing?
Ooh, in refereeing, I would say Russo. He helped me a lot to kind of maneuver and, you know, when to hit the mat and when to position. And then there's a referee, I would say guru, at Reality of Wrestling. His name is Isaac. Isaac really helped me out as well.
How so? So I feel like, of course, refereeing is a part of wrestling and all of that, but I feel like unless you're an actual, like, referee with the experience to know everything, what were some of the things that, like, maybe you didn't anticipate going into that you're like, oh wow, like, this is actually happening?
For a minute, I was a fan as a referee, and they would tell me, Mo, you're standing still too long. And I'm like, oh my bad, because I was so like into watching the match that I forgot I was like a part of the match, but not really, you know what I mean? So they would have to tell me, hey, catch yourself. You're actually watching the match. Like, I need you to referee the match. So that was a switch that I had to learn how to turn on and off in the ring. It was so hard.
Yeah, definitely too. Even sometimes when I'm out there, like, doing in-person stuff or like at ringside, whatever, I'm like, oh, I'm working, but you get so sometimes lost or entranced in the match in the moment. You're like, oh, but you have to be on, but it's hard sometimes to balance that.
Yeah, it's like when I hit the curtains, it's like I have to turn into referee mode. You're not there as a fan. You're there to work. But when I'm in the ring and I see these incredible women and men do with something that I love, I'm like,
yeah, same.
And I forget you're working.
So yeah,
that was a big thing I had to learn.
Definitely too. And on both ends of the spectrum, what would you say is the most challenging aspect, and what would you say has been the most rewarding aspect of your refereeing experience thus far?
Ooh, The most challenging, I think, was actually like getting my name out there as Misty Marks, the referee. They're like, who's this new girl? You know, I think that was the like most challenging thing. And to actually, like I said before, stop being a fan in the ring. Cause I love wrestling since I was a little girl. So it's kind of hard to turn it on and off. So that was most challenging. And I would say least challenging. I don't know. I caught on very quickly. I found myself like watching the referees. Like once I realized, okay, I want to be a referee. I found myself watching referees when I watch wrestling matches and not watching the wrestlers. So that was like the least challenging. Cause I just caught on very quickly. I was just like a natural when it came to refereeing.
What I know too, you've been a fan of wrestling for a while, and now you've since made your debut last August, but I feel like not everybody starts off as with the refereeing route. So what for you really made that decision to start off refereeing versus just thrusting yourself into being an in-ring performer?
Well, honestly, at first I thought I would never debut as a wrestler. So when I first started this, I wanted to be a manager. I went to the Booker T camp and I wanted to be a manager. So when I went, I asked a question. I was like, hey, how do I become a manager? And they were like, oh, you got to get in the ring to be a manager. And I'm like, dang, I got to wrestle. So when I went to the training camp, I took my first bump and I was like, oh no, this is fun. I want to do this. So when I got into the training aspect of everything, I just felt like I was never going to debut as a wrestler. So I was like, I also like refereeing. I was like, let me dabble in that. Let me talk to my trainer, see what they say. It was like, okay, we'll give you a shot. And then from there, I was being booked. Not a lot, but people were asking about me. So the refereeing just kind of fell into my lap.
And now you're able to do both, which is more than a lot of people can say. I mean, one night, I don't know if this has happened where you've wrestled on a card and then also refereed in the same night?
No, not yet. Okay. I'm pretty sure it's going to happen, but not yet.
I think you'll be ready for it, Misty. You definitely have both experiences in your book. Two for you, too. I'm glad you brought up managing, too, because I know that's something that you have aspired to do since you started. You even just said it here, too. So if you could manage any client in professional wrestling today, or maybe of all time, who would it be and why?
Who would I manage? That's a good question. I never got that. Okay. Two of my biggest people that I just love in wrestling is Randy Orton
and Alicia Fox. Yeah.
Those are my, like, if I could manage them, like, just to manage them and just to be around them and just see how they operate day-to-day life and also standing outside the ring just yelling crazy stuff. Hey, do this, do that. I think that would be very, very rewarding for me.
Now, for Randy Orton, I feel like there's two sides of him. Obviously, there's the lovable baby face, but there's also like the slithering, evil, cunning
Randy
Orton.
That's the one I want. I want that.
Okay. Smart choice. I know too, we don't get to see it a lot, but I know too, you feel pretty comfortable talking on the microphone, would you say?
I am.
Yeah. So for you, has there been like a promo or a trash talking moment that you're particularly proud of on the mic?
Ooh. So I just shot a promo recently about Mia Friday, which is my opponent next weekend. And I think what I had to say in that one is pretty good. So whatever it comes out, I would definitely, you know, share it. But I think I like that one the most.
Interesting. I love Mia Friday. She's another rising star. I mean, I know your opponents. You're both very well, like, making your way through the ranks. I think it's cool that you two are going at it. Obviously, the time of this airing, that match will have already happened, but I think that's definitely, I can't wait to see it. I'm going to keep my eye out on for it.
Yeah. Castroville Chaos next Friday. Coincidentally, on the 25th. So yeah, I'm excited about it too.
Now, conversely, if you could have any celebrity be your personal manager ringside, who would you choose and why? Any celebrity?
Any celebrity. You open the door to so many possibilities. Let's see. You know what? I'm going to go with my coach, Jazz.
Ooh.
the legendary. She would be so good as my manager. She would put me over so good. People will want to spend money on me.
Mm-hmm. And if needed, she could be your backup too, as well. Oh, you got some backup in your corner too.
Mm-hmm. Right. So a powerhouse. She way stronger than me, I tell you that.
Jazz, I have met Jazz very briefly, and in my experience, she was absolutely incredible. And obviously through her work in the pro wrestling industry, it's got to be so cool to kind of learn under the mind of her and everybody at the Dog Pound. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and that's where I'm at right now, and it's just remarkable, all the people there and the way they're treating me. I love it.
And I mean, you're certainly one who values working on and perfecting your craft. So has there been like any certain move or spot you've seen or thought that you've been yearning to try out or maybe add to your repertoire?
Yes. So there's this, what is it called? I can't think of the move. I suck at these names.
Describe it.
I would like
to
try. Okay, so it's a move that Alicia Fox does, and what is it's like this? I think it's the scissor kick.
Yes.
Yeah, but my legs are kind of like they say I'm a big girl in this business, but my legs are so short. So I would like to do the scissor kick, but I'm so scared. Like I feel like the back of my foot might hit him on the head because I got little legs. So, but I do want to try. It looks really cool to me. I love it.
A part of it is obviously selling too, but it looks very like devastating. You got to be like really quick with it. I love it whenever she does it. It's so quick, but so powerful. I don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah, I like that. I want to try that one. I think that one is pretty cool.
Interesting. I can't wait. If you need to share a clip, if you ever do, I think that's going to be so fun. I feel like she too is like, I've met her before and like had a great experience for her. She's just so unfortunately underrated when she shouldn't be, because she is great at selling. Her character work has been so versatile since she entered professional wrestling. I love Alicia Fox.
I love her. She's one of them. To me, she's so underrated. And if I could just have a touch of what she could do in the ring, I'll be perfect.
Of course. But like we said, you do have another mind that you're training under in Jazz and all of that. So maybe it's from her, but through your experience, whether refereeing or professional wrestling as a whole, has there been like a piece of advice that has stuck out to you through your training or your in-ring experience that has stuck with you, and who was it from?
So Ronnie Mack always told me, keep it professional. You came here to work, and you're a woman in this business, and it's very hard for women to be acknowledged. So he always said, keep it professional. So that's one thing. Whenever I go to meet a promoter or meet other wrestlers, I make sure I'm dressed the part and I look the part and I look professional.
Of course, too. I'm glad you brought up the look part, because I know one of my favorite things too is shopping. So, you consider yourself a social butterfly. We're going to talk about shopping for a bit here. Okay, obviously, cool. Everybody's styles and stuff and that is different, but I'm very curious, like, what are some of your go-to shops or online places?
Oh my God. So I love Forever 21. They get a lot of my money, a lot of it. Also like Rue 21.
Yes, you're the first person that has said that. That makes me happy. I have a bunch of stuff from Rue 21.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like they're super underrated, but they have a lot of cute, cute stuff there. And then my next go-to is Shein.
Okay, Misty, you're speaking my language, because literally as we say this, I have a whole like box of new clothes that just came today from Shein.
Shein has so many good stuff. I tell you that right now. I love Shein.
Me too. How would you describe your personal sense of style in general?
I think I've evolved to the place where I like bell bottoms and tank tops. Like that has, like, if you go and look at my social media page, most of the time, that's what I'm wearing. I feel like that's my thing. And then I love two-piece sets, whether it's shorts, pants, skirts. I love those. It's not much thinking there. You can just grab and go. It's already enough.
Do you feel like I feel like we all have that one pair of pants or like one dress that is like our most prized like possession you have. What is your most prized piece of clothing, I guess you would say?
So I bought this romper about 4 years ago, maybe longer. and it's flowery and it's kind of like a spaghetti strap. It's really freaking cute and I can't get rid of it. Even though I can't fit it no more, I don't want to get rid of it. But I got it from Macy's and that's like literally the most expensive thing in my closet. It was like $40 and I just can't get rid of it. So that's my favorite, the romper. And then I have these jeans that I've had since I was in college. They're in my college photo pictures. I just love them. They fit me well. And even after all these years, as I got bigger and smaller at the same time, the jeans still look good on me. And I don't remember where I got them from. Probably Agassi. That's an old store. Yeah.
I definitely love too, because sometimes the pieces don't survive or wear down throughout the years. And it's so heartbreaking having to like throw them out. And then trying to find new pieces to replace them just isn't the same.
Not especially that special piece that just makes you look amazing. Like, you know, when you put that on, baby, you look good, you feel good.
Yeah. Of course, like I feel like if you feel good, you look well. If you look good, you feel good. Yeah. Even if you're feeling like garbage, I feel like if you look good, then you'll feel good most of the time.
Come with it. Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm here for that too. I'm glad that you bring up college too, because I know you have a degree in human resource management, but you're currently working in healthcare, correct?
Correct.
So I'm the same way. I'm doing something completely different than my college degree, my bachelor's degree. So what for you though prompted this transition or career change to your shoot job, as they call it?
So as I stated before, I've always watched wrestling. So yeah. my ex-lover, I used to always drag him to shows. I would go to Dallas, Austin. If it was in Texas, I was there. And he was like, why don't you just try wrestling? So I was like, you can't try that. You got to get picked for wrestling. What are you talking about? Went to the Booker T camp. And then I was like, yeah, I want to do this. So what prompted me to the other job is when I got my degree, I could not find a job. Could not find a job in human resources for nothing. Like,
wow.
Everyone kept telling me, when you get an HR, they literally stay there forever. Usually people don't switch HR jobs. Heard that all the time. So I was like, man, I need something. So at the time I was working at Sam's Club and my friend, she reached out to me. She's like, hey, I got a job for you in the healthcare field, you'd be able to do this a desk job. And I'm like, I've never done a desk job before. I'm usually walking around, I'm a people person. I love to talk to people, get to know them. She was like, come on, do the interview. Did the interview, I got hired. When I sat there at that desk for 8 hours a day, did my job and went home, I was like, okay, I can do this. I can do this. And it's basically what I do is I'm a cash application specialist. So I post y'all money when y'all get hurt. Okay.
I feel like wrestlers might be able to use your services, I guess, if they get hurt.
Yeah, they make it hurt. Fusion therapy mostly though.
Yeah.
Cancer patients, stuff like that. So yeah.
The only thing that sucks though is the freaking student debt that is like now just sitting at the wayside. That's my
I'm trying to, because I've been hearing so many rumors about it's supposed to be this like go away or something. It's supposed to be forgiven.
I've heard that too. Somebody else has said that to me too, but I don't believe it until, maybe I just need to look it up more. I don't believe it until I see it. Granted, I haven't done that much research. But I mean, I would absolutely love if it could be eradicated or like at least lessened somehow, some way, because that would lift a huge burden, especially in this economy, girl. But that's a whole other discussion.
Probably need a part two for this.
Honestly, that's a whole girl.
What is your degree in?
I have a psychology degree and I minored in creative writing. And now I'm doing wrestling media, hosting, writing, commentating. Yeah. So nothing to do with my degree.
My friend has a degree in psychology and she works for the state. She does nothing with her degree as well. So it's a lot of people out here with it. Anybody want to buy a degree? $46,000.
I think my debt's about the same. I know it might be in the 30s, but still. But still, girl, imagine grad school would have been even more. Oh.
I thought about going to grad school and I was like, for what? what's the point? And I was like, okay, just stay here.
That shocks me though, because Houston, like at least Texas, seems like such a big state that you think that there would be openings in HR. Like I'm from New York State too. You would think that there would be a lot of like openings in like two of the biggest states.
Right.
I find that very interesting. Damn, girl. But it's okay. You're striving.
We found something.
Yeah. Exactly. You're striving and thriving, obviously, in the shoot job, as they call it, and refereeing and pro wrestling and hopefully managing in the future. There's a lot to be proud of. And speaking of the future, I know definitely keeping and working and learning is definitely something that you pride yourself on. But what are some other things personally or professionally that you kind of aspire to achieve in the next couple of years?
Hopefully, professionally, hopefully I'll have had a couple titles under my belt by then. Walking around with a little gold, never helped nobody, you know, never hurt. So I hope to have some of that going on. Maybe have an opportunity to wrestle new people. I know that is constantly, I want to somehow, some way get do everybody, hopefully. And then personally, hopefully, you know, I'll find someone and we can settle down and I can have some cheering and continue my wrestling life. Just do everything. I want to be all around woman. Do everything.
And pay down this debt.
Maybe not.
No, but those are some solid goals. I can definitely relate to a lot of them too. And I mean, obviously you want a championship for yourself, but you've gotten to see some golds and call some championship matches in your career so far. So what are some of the memorable moments or matches that you've been a part of as a referee that you think you're most fond of?
Oh, so this one is dear to me. One of my friends, Charity Kane, I had a chance to referee her very first match in. We started in this together. So her seeing me ref her match and me seeing her wrestle, that was a big thing for me. Another thing was when I went to the Rhodes Academy, I got to present twice, the first ever women's title and then the first ever men's title. And that was a great opportunity. I'm so happy that he gave me that chance to go there. Shout out to you. To go and ref those two matches and just to see those women tear the house down on those guys, just give it their all after they graduated this school. It was amazing.
That's so, so cool, especially too. I was recently talking with Promise Braxton last week too. We were talking about this sisterhood, and I know you're good friends with Charity Kane and Danny B as well, if I'm thinking correctly. So can you kind of just tell me more in your own words, like more about your sisterhood or your friendship with some of those?
Those girls are very dear to me. As I stated before, I was there first at a Rally of Wrestling, and then Charity Kane came along, and then me and her just clicked because we both went to the same college. So we knew.
Small world.
That's what I told her. I was like, what? You about to graduate? So that was one of the things that bonded us immediately because we both came from, you know, the same college. So once we got developed, here comes Danny B. And she was so young and she had came from Oklahoma and we kind of took her under our wing and, you know, showed her how to be a woman per se, I would say. And then Promise Braxton came along and she kind of took us under her wing because she had been around for a while at that point. So just our sisterhood, just us being four Black women in this at Rally of Wrestling at the time, because I know AQA was, you know, developing herself and go to WWE. Yeah. So it was just us four, and we banded together, we would train together, we would go out together. It was just a sisterhood that we just bonded with, and I love those girls. I love y'all!
They're all four of you are amazing talents, and I've gotten to speak with two of you now, and Danny is going to be coming up. So this has been great chatting with all of you. I love seeing that too, especially hearing that sisterhood in Texas, because I'll be in Texas in a couple weeks. So
you're coming to WrestleMania.
I am.
I get to meet you in person. We can take a picture.
I will be at Reality of Wrestling if you will be there for the Sherry Martel Classic. I
booked that day, which is I'm already booked.
So I'll still see you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll see.
I'll see you around. That's going to be a fun time. And to close things out, of course, you've been on both ends of the spectrum as a referee and a pro wrestler in the ring. For you, is there any match stipulation, one that you'd like to call and be a part of? And then as a pro wrestler, is there a match stipulation that you'd like to conquer that you haven't yet?
I want to be a part of a no DQ match as a referee. Like, just go all out, go through tables and, you know, me just say, hey, y'all stop. And I'm like, do it. I can't wait to have that happen. And then a match that I want to be a part of. I'm not a daredevil. When it comes to my body, I know it sounds crazy because I'm a wrestler. I'm not a daredevil like that. I don't want to do a cage match, tables match. I like my body too much. I look good, so I don't want to damage it. But if I had to pick one, all the crazy stuff popped in my head, like table matches and what is it called? Pole on the stick match.
Something on a pole match, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, a
ladder match.
I'll do a ladder match.
Okay. I just love the theme, though, as we were talking about refereeing earlier, you having those moments of just watching. I love how you kind of want to referee and watch that match. I mean, fair enough. I'd be intimidated too. I'm good. I'll just call the match or watch.
If you just call it, I'm fine. Y'all go ahead. 1, 2, 3. That's my job.
Fair enough. That's so exciting, though. There's so many cool moments in professional wrestling. Of course, you've gotten to be a part of, and Colin, I'm sure there's a lot coming up for you. So I'm super excited for you. But Misty, before I let you go, can you please tell the listeners where they can find you on all your social medias?
Yes. So you guys can follow me at Misty Marks, M-Y-S-T-I-I, because I'm twice as better than you. And then that's on Twitter, Instagram, and on Facebook. You can find me all those. If you want to book me, you can book me at Misty.Mark, without the S, at yahoo.com. I will email you back as soon as I can. I also have a fan page on Facebook, which is Misty Marks, where you can find out all my latest matches and my latest opponents coming up.
Of course. And Misty, thank you so much for chatting with me today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Ella. Hopefully we get to do this again. Maybe we can get all the four of us on here. You know, me and the...
Scheduling aligning would be difficult, but I'm definitely down for it. We definitely have to get some schedules aligned, but I mean, maybe in person. Who knows?
We'll all be at WrestleMania. I know that.
I'll be there too. We'll see what happens. But Misty, thank you so much.
Thank you.